Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
This is what they call breaking news. Joining us right now is the city manager of Port Huron, James Freed. James, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. The Municipal Office Center in downtown Port Huron, 100 McMorrin, appears to be up for sale. Tell us what the plan is for this building.
Well, if it's breaking news, I'm a little disappointed because you haven't been paying attention for the last several years. The mayor and council for the last several years have made repurposing the Municipal Office Center a priority. If you look at the adopted goals by the mayor and council for the last three consecutive years, it has been a goal of the mayor and council to put the MOC in private hands and to relocate City Hall. With that said, we have shown literally dozens and dozens of developers and investors the building over the last several years has been actively for sale for at least 3.5 years. We've been actively marketing the building for sale for 3.5 years. What we haven't done is formally put it on a commercial listing site. So like MLS for residential, you got Zillow for residential. Well, they have the same type of thing for commercial properties, but we need to engage a broker to do that for us. So at the second meeting in September, we'll be bringing an agreement with a broker to formally list the MOC on these commercial listing sites. We've had a lot of people for the facility, a lot of tire kicking, but no real offers yet. You know, everyone says sell City Hall and get it into private hands. Well, we couldn't agree more, but it's easier said than done. One, it's a large facility. It's a lot of operational costs, and so not every developer has the firepower to be able to purchase the building and then operate the building. And then also the most important part is redevelop the building. It's going to take significant capital to bring that building up to current codes and standards, and so it's going to be a big nut to crack.
What would be the best use for that building? What kind of investors are looking at it? Would this be another office building? Would it be best converted into apartments or a hotel? What do you see that becoming?
So, you know, it's not about what I see. I think it's more with the goals of the mayor and council. I think the mayor and council have expressed that they want to see it become an economic driver for downtown and the community. So they want to see whatever the next purpose of this building is, that it brings people to town, that it creates economic growth, and it becomes part of the economic engine of downtown rather than just a stale government building on the waterfront. This building was built for about $13 million in 1978 using federal grants. We haven't done much improvement since then, and so it needs significant investment. We have a few buildings in town that are large that have sold to speculators who bought the buildings and then done nothing to them, and they've depreciated and become eyesores. We want to make sure that doesn't happen with the MOC. So any type of sale will be contingent on what's called a redevelopment agreement, where they have to redevelop the building in the way they say they're going to redevelop the building. There'll be some clawback measures in there. And so we really just want to get it out there and find out what the free markets and free enterprise have in mind for it. The other big question is, where does City Hall go?
That was my next question.
Well, and that's the problem. I said, you know, you can sell City Hall, but where do you go when you need 40 to 50,000 square feet of office space for a police department, for your clerk's office, for your water office, for engineering? And right now, building is astronomically expensive, so we'd have to repurpose another building in town. And so we're actively looking at those options right now. There's a few possibilities. But the first thing is, let's get a credible developer in here to look at our building and see if they want to buy it. We've been trying for 3.5 years. The idea that we are just now trying to sell the MOC is just nonsense. The mayor and council have been working on this for more than 3 years. We have actively been showing it. I've showed my office to developers probably, I would say 12 times in the last year and a half to potential developers. But we want to sell it. We just want to formally list it. So this is just a formality. This doesn't change what we've been doing the entire time.
What is the listing price?
Well, we're listing it at $5 million. But that's the starting price. It's really going to be negotiable based on what are you going to bring to the table? What are you going to do? You can build a hotel? You going to build condos? What are you going to do to help create tax-based economic growth?
Does that include any of the adjoining property? Would this include Kiefer Park or any of that area?
No, absolutely not. Kiefer Park is a sacred ground that is never going to be for sale. The waterfront, we will maintain. Any sale would not include the waterfront, meaning the boardwalk. We would maintain that for public access. Our waterfront and our access to the public. One thing that makes Port Huron unique is we have an immense amount of public access to the waterfront. We never want to compromise that. We never want to lose that. What's interesting is that if any sale of the MOC, we'll have to go for the vote of the people. So if we get a developer that wants to buy the building and repurpose it, the citizens of Port Huron will get the final say.
Interesting. Is that by city charter?
That's by city charter.
Oh, because it's waterfront property, sure.
Yes. So we'll partition off the boardwalk so they won't be technically getting the waterfront, but still we're not going to, it's nothing that much. The citizens of Port Huron will get their say as well. But we hear from our constituents, and the mayor and council have been clear to me, that they believe it is a desire of the community to put that in private hands, to get it back on the tax rolls, its highest and best use, which isn't government administration, and put government in a more appropriate, modest building.
Well, you say that this has been something that the city council and city administration have been, you know, actively pursuing or trying to put this into private hands. It hasn't been listed up till now. So do you think that by listing it, you might get, if not more interest, at least more serious interest?
That's what we're hoping. That's what we're hopeful for.
And this will come before council on Monday, correct?
Correct. Will be the second meeting.
Oh, the second meeting. So the 2 weeks from Monday.
Yep.
All right.
But I will tell people, it's like, you know, everyone says sell City Hall. Well, easier said than done. You know, we've been trying to sell it for 3 years. $5 million is a lot of money. And then you're going to need probably another $10 million to redevelop it. So it's a $15 million nut to crack. Not a lot of developers have that kind of firepower. And so it's not as easy as people think just to unload a building. We've been trying very hard, showing capable developers our facility for more than three years. And there's two types of developers. One, there's a developer that looks at it and understands that if you buy it, you're going to have to invest significant capital to redevelopment. And then there's the other type of developer who wants to buy it, speculate, and hold it. And that does not add to the economic growth and the economic engine of downtown or our city. So we want to make sure we find the right developer who's not going to use it as a speculation property, who will actually use it to create economic, a key economic driver for our downtown.
You brought up the question, you know, so where does the city relocate to if and when the MOC is sold? What are some of the possibilities? What are some possible locations?
Well, there's a radio station building on the corner of Glenwood and Kira.
I'll help you move in, James.
Yeah, there's space. We have options. I'm a businessman. I'm not going to tell someone we're interested in their building on live radio. I mean, that's kind of not a good negotiating hand.
Guy's got to ask, though.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see.
Office. That's where mine's going to be.
This could be very interesting, though, because, I mean, I almost look at this as like, you know, dominoes. So, okay, you sell the MOC, you move somewhere else, and it could spark some real interesting developments here over the next few years.
I think you look at Blue Water View condos. There's a $50 million development, high-end condominium, and they're selling, well. And it's showing developers that Port Huron does have a market for a really robust development. And so if you look at the risk in Port Huron, the developments that have been taking place, progressively the projects have gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. So what began as, you know, developing lofts downtown for $500 to $1 million has now turned into $14 million developments, $15 million developments, $30 million hotels, $15 million movie theaters. The scope of investment and the risk developers are willing to take on Port Huron are increasing. So we're creating this consumer confidence with investors that Port Huron is not only worthy of investment, but worthy of significant investment. And so we're excited to see what the next big thing is. You know, you have Sperry's, you have City Flats, you have the Wrigley Center, you have 150 lofts downtown, you have the Blue Water View condos. What's the next big thing? You know, we got to continue looking down the road and continue cultivating economic growth and development so we don't become stagnant.
Can't wait to see what it is. James, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you take care, Paul.
You too. Bye-bye.